inflation rate for month of July slows significantly to 20.9%, impacted largely by some marginal reduction in prices of some food items over the past 1 year. And pharmaceutical firm Intravenous Infusion pushes for imported infusions to be restricted as a means to build local capacity. I am Hannah Odame. I'll bring you the details. Thanks for staying with us. We start with inflation for the month of July 2024. It has slowed significantly to reach 20.9%, according to data released by the Ghana Statistical Service in Accra today. The slowdown in inflation rates from July last year to July 2024 was influenced by some marginal reduction in prices of some food items on the market over the past 1 year. Based on data released by the service, food inflation component witnessed some significant decline. Speaking at a news conference, government statistician Professor Samuel Kobina Inim noted some developments last year impacted on the current inflation numbers.
It's always important to have clarity in our minds, the connection between the year-on-year and the month-on-month. As you rightly said, the year-on-year food inflation has dropped by 2.5 percentage points from 24.0 to 21.5 for July. Inflation in the last 3 months is largely attributed to the base effect. Then going forward, if there is nothing like base effect, given what happened last year, then definitely one has to be concerned. It means the current happenings on the market is what is going to drive the rate of inflation between now and December.
And to add to that, that development does not mean the prices on the markets have dropped, but rather the rate increase from last year to July 2024 is what has slowed significantly. Let's move on. And pharmaceutical firm Intravenous Infusion is pushing for the Ghana Standards Authority to include infusion products in the list of restricted products that are imported into the country. Managing Director for Intravenous Infusion PLC, Mokta Swali, made the appeal when the company appeared before investors of the Ghana Stock Exchange to present its facts behind the figures for the year 2023.
So we are working to see how infusions can be added to those lists. And I think that we have gone far. We have done the updated list. And then it's gone through FDA. FDA has approved it. It is now at the minister's office, you know, for executive approval. Once we get that, it means that in the next 2-3 years, 5 years, infusions, if you want to do infusion business, then you have to set up a plant in Ghana before you can do the business.
You heard the Managing Director for Intravenous Infusion PLC, Mokta Swali. The Chartered Institute of Logistics and Transport is asking public and private institutions to increase resources into vehicle fleet management to reduce operational costs and also enhance efficiency. President of the Institute, Engineer Mark Amwama, has been speaking at a vehicle fleet management workshop.
Typically, when you look at the number of fleets that are used in the public sector, you can count almost about 5,000 vehicles, just three public sector organizations. So you can imagine the millions of cities that goes into its operations and use. That is the maintenance, transport logistics. This is where the money goes. And therefore, how best can we be able to reduce this operational cost? And I mean, once you continue to increase your budget year by year, you should always come up with strategies to be able to cut down costs, the waste in the system.
That was Engineer Mark Kamama. He's president of the Chartered Institute of Logistics and Transport. The one-stop shop for all your building needs, Home World Buildings, is promising some mouth-watering deals for their customers and clients. Now, this will be realized at their outlets at this year's EcoBank Joy News Habitat Mini Fair. Its store manager, Josephine Taylor, has been speaking to James Essien. Listen.
Well, we are a new concept store and we wanted to show the Accra market what we have. So we are a one-stop shop and we want to invite everybody in to see all of our good and quality items.
Talking about the Accra market, how are you guys faring within the Accra market?
We are doing so far very, very well. Okay, so we have electrical, we also have plumbing, paint, tools, hardware, as well as some appliances as well.
Now, what should prospective homeowners expect from Home World Buildings this time?
Definitely a one-stop shop in quality items. And our main product that we're introducing to the Accra market is our quality paint. It's U.S. made. It is certified, so it is even used in hospitals.
That's James Ishen, engaging the store manager of Home World Buildings, Josephine Taylor. The EcoBank Joy News Habitat Mini Fair is happening at the Guard Park near Accra Mall from August 30th to September 1st, 2024. You're still listening to the Joy Business Van with me, Hannah Odami. Please stay tuned for the Joy Business Van after this break.